This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is the 24th of February, today, Tuesday. Also, as it happens, day one of what is known as Humphrey Hawkins. 2 days worth of congressional testimony by the incumbent chair of the Federal Reserve. Today to the Senate Banking Committee, tomorrow to the House Financial Services Committee. The basic monetary policy through line for Janet Yellen today, that is what the Fed is going to do on interest rates, hasn't really changed all that much since last time we all talked about it. The Fed is still going to be, and this is the key word, patient about when exactly money is going to start getting more expensive. Running a close second to interest in interest rates, though, was something that's become known as Dr. Yellen said in that clip I played up in the open, audit the Fed. A mostly Republican push to open up the Fed's deliberations on interest rates. Transparency in the Fed's operations, Janet Yellen said this morning, was essential. However,
audit the Fed is a bill that would politicize monetary policy.
And besides, she went on, the Fed gets audited plenty.
I brought with me this volume, which contains an independent outside auditors, Deloitte and Touche's audits of our financial statements.
So from Washington to get us going, Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons has more on the politics of monetary policy.
Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky came before an audience in Des Moines earlier this month with what might prove to be a reliable applause line as he stumps for his expected run for president.
Anybody here want to audit the Fed?
Yeah!
Anybody here think the Fed's out to get us?
Yep, that's him asking, does anybody here think the Fed's out to get us? Paul says the Fed's secret monetary policy deliberations should be open to congressional oversight. He says the Fed is more financially distressed than Lehman Brothers was before it collapsed and set off the 2008 financial meltdown. Ted Peters, a former director of the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank, says Paul's comparisons are inaccurate because central banks aren't like commercial banks.
We create our own money at the Fed.
That is to say, commercial banks can overextend themselves by lending too much, while central banks, especially ours, can't, because they're the ones printing the money. He says the worst thing you could do would be to politicize monetary policy and have Congress get more involved.
They can't balance a budget. They can't pass laws. They're running huge deficits. I mean, can you imagine them getting involved in monetary policy?
David Wessel, director of the Hutchins Center at the Brookings Institution, says the Fed was, in fact, designed to be separate from congressional meddling, and for decades, it worked largely behind closed doors.
There was a view among economists that monetary policy worked best if it always surprised the public.
But that has changed in the past 30 or so years. The Fed's mission remains the same, to ensure broad employment and price stability, but now it is comparatively shouting its plans to raise interest rates. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.
Wouldn't you love to hear Janet Yellen actually shout? That'd be some news, right?